88.5 KCSN. Really happy to welcome John Doe to the studios. Welcome.
Good to be here. Thanks for asking.
It's almost impossible, you know, to not acknowledge the iconic status. I'm trying to put it in a way that won't sound patronizing that you have, but I guess we can talk about the now, and then we'll talk about the then when we get into the book. Your new album, The Westerner. You went, if I'm correct, you went to Hal Gelb's studio to record this, right?
The place that he works, yeah, Wave Lab.
Right.
Lots of people have been there, but it has kind of a signature sound that he was a pioneer, I don't mind saying. But the legendary thing is just because you live, you don't die. You can become legendary once you're dead, but you get to do a lot more fun stuff, one of which is to, you know, discover different sounds that you want to include. And Hal and I have known each other for a long time, but we got to be kind of good friends about 10 years ago, really reconnected and stayed in touch. And yeah, he's got a great sound. You know, if you listen to Nico Case or Calexico, if it wasn't for Hal, there wouldn't be any Calexico.
Right.
And you know, Iron and Wine did some stuff down there, a bunch of different people. Hal did a record.
Katie Tunstall did a record with him there.
Yeah.
That was,
yeah, it was good.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it was good. A lot less poppy. And,
yeah.
And Hal, the way he does his stuff in Giant Sand is really kind of crazy, linear chorus. Sort of. Not now. Never mind. I'm not going to get there.
In abject confrontation with the old "Don't Boris, get to the chorus" mandate.
Yeah. He's huge in Europe, which is true. It's like, you know, they got Leonard Cohen, they get Tom Waits, you know, cool stuff like that.
Well, so we're that brings to mind your own evolution in terms of, I don't think from as long as you've been making music, you could be pigeonholed in terms of one genre or one style. It seemed like from day one that you wanted to represent a number of different styles.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I fit into the Americana label pretty easily, and I don't mind that. Some people seem to, but yeah. I try to stretch the boundaries. You know, I did a on the last record, the one before this, Keeper, I did this old R&B song called Moonbeams. And, you know, on this one, it gets, on The Westerner, it gets pretty psychedelic. I'd give Hal some credit for that, but the songs were open enough for that to happen. So, yeah, I mean, it's, like I say, it's cool, it's fun, it's what you get to do if you don't quit, and nobody cares if you do. I quit. Crickets.
You're being modest.
No, I'm not saying me. I'm just saying most people, you know. I'm giving up the business, and people will go, oh, that's too bad. What's next?
Yeah.
What? Oh, look at that over there, shiny object. A little help is about two ways of things getting done, and I'm much more of the second way. The first way is to just wrench things into place and make things happen, which is the way I did a lot of stuff. And the second way is just to step back and let it happen. And there's two characters in this song. One is making it happen, and the other one is letting it happen. It's kind of a hippie thing, I am afraid to say.
You're a hummingbird, you breathe so fast. Your lungs are full, your lips are glass. Your wings so thin, work so hard, as I kneel down in our backyard. Your eyes are green, my hands are cold, I'm falling down, it starts to snow. We laugh like it was years ago. You take my arm, it starts to snow. We never knew which way to go, so we buckled up and let it roll. Go, baby, go, let it roll. Go, baby, go, let it roll. Go, baby, go. this wishing well is full of dreams that might come true, or so it seems. The valley's hot, the lake is cold. We moved away to save our souls. The southern wind in your hair could blow away this love affair. We laugh like it was years ago. You take my arm, it starts to snow. We never knew which way to go, so we buckled up and let it roll. Go, baby, go. Let it roll. Go, baby, go. Let it roll. Go, baby, go. Let it roll. Go, baby, go.
Not only do you have the new album out, but you have a book that Under the Big Black Sun, which obviously derives from an X title, and you worked with a number of people on the book itself, Tom DeSavia, Exene, a few other. You had a number of contributors because you wanted, I guess, to get more perspective on what you remembered, I assume.
Yeah. I didn't, for this book, I didn't want to be the authority. I didn't want to have it be my history or my version of that history. And we also wanted to have more context so it wasn't just oral history like Please Kill Me or We Got the Neutron Bomb. There's one from San Francisco called Give Me Something More, which is, you know, Sky, you're writing the book, right, and you call me up and say, hey, John, remember that crazy bleeping time and you fell down the stairs and yeah, man. And then there was those guys that had knives and blah, blah, you know, stuff like that, which is all kind of exaggerated, understandably.
Sure.
And off the cuff. And it doesn't give much context, like what the city looked like, where you lived, what influenced the way the scene was built. And in this, we have, you know, Jane Wiedlin and Henry Rollins and Exene and Dave Alvin and Mike Watt and all these people contributing, and I'm a little more like the narrator. I have like 3-4 dedicated chapters, 3,000 to 5,000 words, but they all have chapters that are. Then I'm doing some in between stuff to kind of tie it together, give my take on it, and because I don't know, I didn't live at the Canterbury, but that was a really important thing. I wasn't in a roots music band like Dave Alvin was, but that was a really important influence. I didn't come from Washington, D.C., from like a really small scene like Rollins did, and come out here and be like thrust into the middle of the hardcore scene as it was just coming up. So, yeah, there's a lot of different truths, and we kind of tried to cover it, and everybody found their own voice. I did some coaching and some... You go, man, you can do it. You know, and some little arm twisting, a little like, come on now. You said you were going to do this.
Someone needs to tell your story.
Well, yeah. But like I say, it was gratifying to see that everybody found their own voice and they kind of stuck with it, you know, whether it was Robert Lopez or Chris D from the Flesh Eaters.
Having lived on the East Coast, you kind of took a swing through New York, and to what I understand, you kind of felt like, well, you know, there's a lot of people doing this kind of music here. I don't know if they need anybody else. I may try the West Coast. Is that pretty much how it flew?
Yeah, that's true. It was pretty clear that the scene was well on its way. This was in 75 and 76. And I was just tired of the East Coast, you know. The people have especially Baltimore, have a no-can-do attitude, you know. Oh, I don't know. Seems really hard. I think we, no, you really, no. It's like, screw that.
So much for ideals.
Yeah, you know, but out here, it's funny, I was talking to my cousin about this, and he's a doctor, he went to UCLA, but he was saying around that same time, and it may just be youth as well, but he said he would want to do something, and people say, yeah, let's go see. let's see if we can do that, you know? And I think that still exists. There's a, you know, there's a big scene in, down in, Orange County, Burger Records, putting out a lot of like cool bands like Death Valley Girls and the Growlers. And, yeah, there's, I mean, it's all kinds of weird surf garage. Like, I don't care. I don't play like a genius, you know, virtuoso. Too bad. Watch this. A little help.
I'm digging this ditch in the green, green grass. You're talking to the sun in the sky. Water's coming down the mountain behind where we sleep in this town. I'm trying to make a pond, maybe a lake, where the water is fresh and clean. The sun says, okay, you walk home, your job is done for today. Help me, help. Everybody needs a little help. Help me, won't you help me? Not all the time or every day. Just need a little help today. Need a little help today. The moon looked down while we were asleep, made jokes about the sun. And in my dreams, I'm still digging that ditch. But now you're talking to the moon. Help me. Help me. Everybody needs a little help. Help me. Won't you help me? Not all the time or every day. Just need a little help today. Today, need a little help today.
What was the first place you can remember playing at?
It was in the living room of where Exene and I lived. It was a house that Billy Zoom first lived in, and then he and his girlfriend split up. But we rented a room there, and it was in the living room. It had no furniture. And, yeah, it was like 30 people. We played six songs, maybe.
That so was, it was like a house party kind of thing.
Yeah.
And
the first real gig was probably downtown at the downtown LA at the Elks Lodge. They had a first show, they had like three or four shows there before the last one was the police riot, the St. Paddy's Day thing where the police just went off on everybody. But, talking about freedom and reinventing yourself, I mean, people just came around, and I'm sure it's happening today, you know. Hey, my name's John Doe. Really? My name's, you know, Lorna Doom. Cool. Nice to meet you, Lorna, you know, or my name's Xene. It's like, okay, fine, whatever. How'd you come up with that? Oh, well, it's a long story, you know. It was Christmas time, and I was in Florida, and my sister's husband said, you know, Xene, if you just took the Chris out of Christine and made it X like Xmas, you could be Xene. And she thought,
Works so, for me. And it seemed to have worked.
Yeah. So
did he want points on giving her the name years after?
Sure.
Was there litigation?
No, he was kind of, he was creative, but he was kind of a jerk, to be honest. He was, he had his moments.
He made
moments.
A contribution.
He had his moments. No, he made a great contribution. He made this film with Xene's sister called Ecstatic Stigmatic. I'm sure it's around somewhere, but
they're Googling it as we speak.
I doubt it, but that's nice to think that.
You know, there was an energy. There was a drive. There was a momentum both in the music when X first started in the scene, mm-hmm. that was pretty powerful and was driven by a number of different perspectives, as I'm sure the book points out. There were different reasons for whatever fury was coming across at the time. Right. When you now inhabit those songs later in life, how do you tap into it? Can you recall those emotions and those things that drove those songs in their earliest days?
Yeah, you can tap into it. It's not the same. I think the music fires you up, and that was the the main violent aspect to it. So, you know, fast and loud and furious and kind of some careening in the melodies. And there was a lot of, and still is, some open space to just go off. And luckily, Xene and I know where the other one's going to go, or just let them go, you know, and then join up at the end. Yeah, you can tap into it. But you know, creativity, to your other question, I think creativity is creativity. And you can, if you still have desires to try things and are open, you can get there. What isn't in the book so much is there was a lot of doubt, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of fear of like, holy hell, I'd use a different word if it wasn't on the radio.
Right.
Where is this going? Does this mean anything? Oh my God, this is crap. This is no good. Or, well, maybe, I don't know. Who cares? Let's go. This song is called Get On Board.
We gotta get on board this train. We gotta get on board this train. You might get to choose where you get on board. But we gotta get on board this train. Then you can choose your seat on this train. You can choose your seat on this train. You can look out the window, stand in the aisle. But we gotta get on board this train. There's all kinds of people on this train. There's all kinds of people on this train. But there's no VIP or platinum reserved, 'cause everybody's on board this train. There's a mountain pass and a straightaway. There's a water stop on a rainy day. Some people have come in from miles and miles away. Others jump from the bridge at the end of the day. But ready or not, 'cause here it comes. You gotta get on board this train. Say, we gotta get on board.
I want to thank you for coming out, man. This has been fun. This has been informative, and it's certainly meaningful. So don't be a stranger, man. Come down whenever you got something you want to talk about.
Right. See you in about.
It doesn't have to be like everything that comes to mind, but you know.
Sure. We'll do another one of these.
You got it. It's John Doe, live on 88.5 KCSN.